Live from KQED News, I'm Tara Seiler. Bay Area transit agencies face a long road to recovery in the wake of the pandemic. But as KQED's Dan Brecke reports, BART is seeing signs that the pace of that comeback is accelerating.
BART recorded 4.5 million paid trips in August, by far the best month for the agency since the onset of COVID. The main driver for the improved performance was weekday ridership, which averaged 166,000 for the month. The higher numbers are good news for an agency that in the past relied heavily on fares to fund its service. But even with that jump in passengers, BART's weekday business is just 40% of what it was before the pandemic. The agency is betting on major schedule changes later this month, including more frequent evening and weekend service to speed up the positive ridership trend. I'm Dan Brecke, KQED News.
A San Jose council member says an anti-LGBTQ group falsely used his name to advertise an event on book banning. Council member Bien Doan says the group informed parents of Silicon Valley, invited him to what he thought was a meet and greet with parents from the district. But an online flyer from the organization names Doan as a guest speaker at an event to discuss concerns with books in the library and how to opt out of inappropriate curriculum.
I was appalled. I was shocked. I was livid. We had zero discussion about LGBTQ plus issues in any setting.
Doan says he sought a cease and desist order immediately after he became aware of the flyer, and the group has since apologized. The informed parents of Silicon Valley did not respond to comment. I'm Tara Seiler, KQED News.